We have a lot of breaking news to cover and no time to waste, so let's just start here. The death toll from the catastrophic flooding in Texas is 67 at the time of recording this video, as dozens and dozens of more people are missing. Searches are ongoing in the area, and the National Weather Service has elaborated a bit more on what people believe has gone wrong. Yesterday, Texas officials came out in today's press conference in which they pretty explicitly said, hey, the National Weather Service dropped the ball. We failed to get alerts in a lot of the key areas, and this directly led to people being unprepared. And I keep making the distinction. We can't control the weather. Nobody can stop natural disasters, but we do have mechanisms in place that we've built through decades and decades of scientific research that help humans prevent being affected by these or caught up in these. There are warnings from meteorologists and professionals who coordinate on a daily basis to make sure everyone's safe, but anti-scientific, anti-intellectual politicians have torn that away, and we're going to talk about that throughout this video. Can I just start here? When we want to talk about anti-intellectualism, there is a Georgia congressional candidate who's going full-on conspiracy mode, saying this is, quote, fake, fake, fake. This person is running to represent a district in Georgia, and I know Georgia would never elect a crazy MAGA congresswoman. Just joking. We're going to talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene in just one second. No offense to the Georgia fans here, but a Georgia congressional candidate chose to use the deadly flash floods along the Guadalupe River in Texas as the basis for several conspiracy posts on Saturday that centered around straight theories. Her name is Candace Taylor, and she posted this to X: fake weather, fake hurricane, fake flooding, fake, fake, fake. If you live in Georgia, please spread the word for people not to vote for this lady. Do not vote for Candace Taylor. Reverse campaign for her, please. Fake weather, fake hurricanes, fake, fake, fake. She gets fact-checked. Taylor's claim of fake weather lacks evidence. Of course it lacks evidence. What are you talking about? To continue, Marjorie Taylor Greene herself decided to jump in and say, I am introducing a bill that prohibits the injection, release, or dispersion of chemicals or substances into the atmosphere. This is Marjorie's official response. As dozens and dozens of people are dying and dozens more are missing, Marjorie Taylor Greene's proposal is just a straight conspiracy theory. This is not an atmospheric, like, breakthrough done by scientists. This is a conspiracy theory. There is something called cloud seeding, but this happens in very specific areas, and a bunch of science has gone into showing that it is not harmful. It is not harmful, and it's very targeted. There is no scientific evidence of hurricanes being started, tornadoes being started, or any sort of natural disasters being started by humans. But I do think we could convince Marjorie Taylor Greene pretty easily that, like, hey, there are a lot of coal plants that are dispersing and injecting a lot of chemicals into the air and the atmosphere. We should probably stop. I mean, dude, she's basically just reverse engineering climate change activism on Twitter with conspiracy theories. She's using theories to reverse engineer what we've been saying for a decade. Yeah, there are chemicals being injected, released, or dispersed into the atmosphere. Yes, Americans, or yes, sorry, human beings as a whole are participating in activities that are affecting the climate negatively. It's not a novel idea. It's something that we've been pushing for a while, but hey, I'm not going to judge. This brings me to an article that dropped last night. A lot of people are saying don't turn this political, but I would argue it's inherently political. Natural disasters themselves aren't political, like a hurricane or a tornado, that's not political. But I would say the infrastructure, the mechanisms in place that we have to prevent humans from being affected, absolutely 100% political. Like a car is not political. A car in and of itself is not political, but everything that goes into the building of that car, the driving of that car, the laws surrounding that car, the laws necessary to get a license to drive that car, that is all political. Everything that goes into the car is political, but like a car itself isn't political. It's rather apolitical, right? The same way that hurricanes and natural disasters are apolitical, but the response is political. And we have proof right here. This reads, as floods hit, key roles were vacant at Weather Service offices in Texas. Some experts say staff shortages might have complicated forecasters' abilities to coordinate responses with local emergency and management officials. We now have confirmation that they were understaffed. Yesterday, Texas officials held a rather intense press conference in which they said, we did not have the response necessary. We did not have the warning necessary. We didn't have the time that we needed, and that led to deaths. But about 24 hours later, we now have a more thorough understanding. Let's read this. It says, crucial positions at the local offices of the National Weather Service were unfilled as severe rainfall inundated parts of Central Texas on Friday morning, prompting some experts to question whether staffing shortages made it harder for the forecasting agency to coordinate with local emergency managers as floodwaters rose. The real scandal here isn't like Marjorie Taylor Greene being crazy or cloud seeding or whatever the hell. The real scandal here is the gutting of science across the country, which led directly to the gutting of the National Weather Service by the Trump admin and key MAGA allies. We have made so much progress over the past few decades, over the past 100 years, when it comes to science or preventative measures, and we are gutting a lot of that, which is taking us back. It's regressive when it comes to communication, when it comes to safety or the public good. They are gutting vaccines, they are gutting science, and this stuff has a cumulative effect. So the scientific breakthroughs that we made in the that we had in the 70s were off the back of things that were studied during World War II. And the scientific breakthroughs we had in the early 2000s only were possible because of research that was funded in the 70s. So it's like it's iterative. It iterates off of itself and it builds on top of itself. So when we stop research now, not only are there short-term effects, not only do people die short-term, but long-term, we are stopping research. We are preventing breakthroughs that we could have. Texas officials immediately appeared to blame the Weather Service for issuing forecasts on Wednesday that underestimated how much rain was coming. But former Weather Service officials said the forecasts were as good as could be expected, given the enormous levels of rainfall and the storm's unusually abrupt escalation. The staffing shortages were a separate problem, according to former National Weather Service officials. They say the loss of experienced people who would typically have helped communicate with local authorities in the hours after flash flood warnings were issued overnight, they were gone. People were gone. Experts, professionals were gone. The shortages are among the factors likely to be scrutinized as the death toll climbs from the floods. And honestly, Democratic politicians are being a little bit weak on this. I would like to see them come out punching a little bit harder. Not all of them, and I understand that you can't immediately insert politics after a tragedy, but Republicans do it all the time. I'm not saying we should drop to the level of Republicans, but remember when that plane crash happened over the Potomac in D.C.? The next day, Donald Trump came out and blamed it on DEI. We're not going to come out and lie and be racist. We're going to come out and say the Trump admin made cuts that directly led to deaths. That is not politicization. That is a fact. And when Hakeem Jeffries does an interview on primetime television, they ask him, what do you think caused this? And he says, we don't know. We really don't know. It just strikes me as kind of weak. I've interviewed House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. I think he's a very talented politician, but you have to punch back. Represent us. Either way, that's what we do on this channel. When our politicians and our media aren't doing it to the fullest extent, we punch back. We punch back hard, metaphorically. We'll continue to do that as Mockler Media scales. If you made it this far in the video, comment the words Mockler Media. We're manifesting something big. We're not only manifesting it, we are building it. We are building a studio in Chicago and bringing people in. Just wait. Patience is key. If you're excited for it, comment Mockler Media. Drop a like and subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.